reading demands that pleasing and easy manner, which can only be gained by dance. So wrote the dance master Pierre Rameau in 1725. There were more than 200 dancing schools in Paris at the time devoted to teaching young nobles how to dance. With the skilled dancer Louis XIV on the throne, dance was central to court life. Complex and time-consuming, a courtier was expected to have about 12 dancers at the ready for pre-dinner social dancing. The Duke of Saint-Simon, in his extensive memoirs of life in Versailles, gives an example of how a reputation could be shattered by an inability to dance. In 1692, a confident young noble, Montbrun, appeared at a ball in Versailles, and when he was asked if he could dance well, he said, "Of course." But from the first bow, he became confused and lost his step. Trying to save himself, he waved his arms around wildly and grimaced, causing more mirth. It took him a long time to return to court. The ballet de cour was sumptuous and accompanied by the famous 24 violins of the king. So popular were the dances of the court that they ended up in manuscripts in Uppsala after the king of Sweden had sent an ambassador to court to observe court culture. These manuscripts are collections of dances by composers who came before Lully. One of these composers, Guillaume Dumanoir, composed the Ballet de Stockholm, a suite with various dances scored for diverse instruments. Amongst the dances is this vibrant Hungarian dance, surely a dance to trip up many an aspiring court dancer. The Ungareska by Guillaume Dumanoir is from the Suite de Ballet de Stockholm. It's performed here by Jordi Savall. Was the Hungarischka from Guillaume Dumanoir's Suite du Ballet de Stockholm, and it was performed by Jordi Savall. FMR.